The text selected for our meditation today is taken from John's Gospel, where we read from the beginning of the 14th chapter. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is our text. Heavenly Father, sanctify us in the truth. Your word is indeed everlasting truth. Amen. Please be seated. Of maps. Now, don't get me wrong, this isn't anything obsessive, but I really do like maps. You know, some people read before they go to bed, others watch TV. I have been known to look at maps. It's probably because I'm a visual learner. Now, that may come as a surprise to you because my formal training is organic chemistry. But for years, I've filled black and white boards with two- and three-dimensional drawings to help students see molecules. The text for our consideration today is particularly rich for all of us here, including visual learners and map readers. It contains a powerful image, and it gives explicit directions and orientation. The setting for the conversation that is in our text that we just read takes place as Jesus and the disciples have gathered in the upper room to have their last meal together. Jesus had just told them that he would be leaving them, and worse yet, that they could not follow him. This had to be tremendously discouraging words for them to hear. And to make matters worse, Jesus just told Peter that he was about to deny him. It's at this point that Jesus speaks these words of comfort. He says, essentially, don't worry. I'm going to my Father's house where I'm preparing a place for you. And I'll come back and personally get you. It's very interesting that Jesus uses the word mansions here. That word elicits both a universal and a very personal response. A mansion represents an exclusive place to live, no matter who you talk to. Its imagery is irrespective of social class, geographical location, and even time. For example, the shepherds, as they were watching their flocks in Judea when the angels announced the birth of Jesus, were just as able to visualize a mansion just as easily as a group of venture capitalists gathered in New York City today. It's a term to which everyone can relate. And while the idea of a mansion is universal, it is also quite personal. And there's quite a bit of variation. For example, if I were to ask you to visualize a mansion right now, I suspect every one of us could easily call up some kind of a mental image of one. However, I suspect that what you're thinking about right now is very different than the image of the people sitting immediately around you. The fact is, There are many mansions in heaven. And these mansions are provided for each of us on a grand scale. The Bible only gives us tiny glimpses of what heaven and these mansions will be like. And no matter what our mental images of them, we can't begin to fathom what these heavenly homes are like while we're still in this world. Regardless, there are many, and ours is well suited for us, specifically by our Savior. Now, Thomas breaks this beautiful imagery that Jesus is developing when he blurts out, "We do not know where you're going, and how can we know the way?" How could Thomas be so dense? Hadn't he been with Jesus for several years now, listening to him daily? The problem is that on our own, we are just as dense. By our sinful nature, not only are we afraid to ask for directions, we won't even look at the map. Without knowing the way, no matter how hard we try, we will never find it. The prophet Isaiah tells us, "We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And that way only leads to eternal condemnation in hell." Now, thankfully, Jesus has made the way very easy to find, and his map for us is quite clear. He patiently tells Thomas and us, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Plain and simple. It's critical to point out that he didn't say, "I can show you the way," or "I think I'm able to lead you to life," or "I can tell you something about the truth." Unfortunately, this is exactly how sinful society selectively hears these words. We're constantly bombarded with these half-truths that we hear through the popular culture. We hear it in the media daily. Jesus, however, leaves no room for this kind of half-truth. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And for added emphasis, he continues, "No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the way to reach the Father. He doesn't say me and fill in the blank or generally through me. He's very explicit. "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Remember the words that he said at the beginning of this section here. He says, "Believe in God, believe also in me." And here he makes it crystal clear why. Salvation comes to us only by clinging to the works that Jesus has accomplished for us. Jesus led a perfect life, something that none of us can do, no matter how hard we try, and he has credited it to us. Jesus suffered the agony of hell on the cross so that we didn't have to. And Jesus also rose from the dead on the third day so that we too someday would also rise. That's the comfort that comes when he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Now, this was not the first time that the disciples had heard this. Earlier, Jesus had told a group of Jews, "Before Abraham was born, I am." And then a little later, he told another group, "I and the Father are one." Jesus reminded Thomas of all of this in his response to Thomas's question. Yesterday, we heard the sixth and seventh petitions of the Lord's Prayer, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." This is exactly what Jesus was doing for Thomas And for any of us, when we have questions about our eternal well-being, he lovingly directs us to him, the I Am. Now, as we finish up the semester over these next few days, and we head on to our respective summer routines, may we take hold of that sure map, God's Word, which clearly leads us to Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, so that we can remain confident that he will return one day for us and take us to the mansions that he has prepared especially for you and me. May God give us a blessed summer. Amen.